الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان اكفر فلما كفر قال إني بريء منك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This is the ayat of the Quran Sharif, the translation. كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ, the example of what shaitan does. إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ كُفُرْ, make kufr, disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ, when he does make kufr, قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ, he said, I've got nothing to do with you. إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ, I fear Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan is saying, I fear Allah Ta'ala who is رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So, he gets you involved in guna. When you get involved in guna, he leaves you alone. In the tafsir of this ayat, and in many kitabs, you should try and read the Talbis Iblis, there also in detail it's explained, a qissa is given of Barsisa. Barsisa was of the Bani Israel. In his time, he was the most pious, the most righteous, the most muttaqi. Person, he was an example of piety, nobility, ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So his example is given. And it is, we'll just explain it a little bit and then see how far we can go. The most important thing is the lessons that we have to learn from this instance of Barsisa. The story, the instance is also there, what happened, but the lessons that we have to take, that is the most important. Anyway, in his time when he was so pious, there were three brothers who had to go for jihad. They had a young sister, and now they were in a dilemma where to leave the sister. All three brothers have to go for jihad, and now what will we do with our sister? So they thought and thought, and they thought there's nobody else better than leaving her by Barsisa. His piety, his nobility, his taqwa, the world knew it of that place, that we will leave her by him. When they approached him, he refused first. He also knew, my nafs, I can't trust my nafs. He refused. But when they insisted, there is nobody else and we have to go. And then, this is now how shaitan works. We don't realize it. And he thought they're going for a noble cause. They're going for jihad. I will catch share in that sawab also. And the booty of war if they gain, I will get share in that also. So then he said, okay. And the arrangement they made, she won't stay by him in his place. Because that will be, he said, it's dangerous. So she'll stay opposite in another house separately. And he will look after her there. So she stayed there. They went for jihad. And then, this carried on for a while. Another great lesson we learn: shaitan doesn't bring you onto guna immediately. He's got enough time. And he gives you enough, just like a fisherman plays with his fish in the water. Shaitan, he gives you enough time. So he, also we should remember that when shaitan was expelled from Jannah, and in the plan of Allah, Allah put him, and he's here to misguide us, to lead us astray. So he asked Allah Ta'ala for some bait. How can I make the people go astray? Allah told him, woman. That is your bait. Use woman. And that will, with that you will make people go astray. He's got many other plans also. But one very major plan of his is through woman. So he kept her there opposite. And then he should to prepare her food, put it by his door and get a message to her, you must come collect your food. So she should come, take her food, go back to her own place, eat, etc. And this carried on for a long time. Then shaitan put it in his mind, she's a young girl, for her to come out is not right. Somebody can see her coming out, you rather put the food at her door. So in this way now, he started taking the food and putting it at her door, come away in his back into his place of worship, send a message, the food is there. And then she would take the food, she would eat. Then after a long time, shaitan said that you putting the food outside the door, she has to open, Why don't you ask her to open the door and you just put it there and then she'll take it. So that happened now. That she opened, how gradually Shaitan worked. So she used to open the door, he puts the food, she takes it, he comes away, he eats it. Afterwards Shaitan said, she's a young girl all alone there, whole day, she's, what word will we use, just on her own.
Lonely.
Let me just speak to her and just console her, make her feel nice, and there's no fear of any danger or anything. And also, I'll speak about Deen to her, encourage her about Deen. Shaitan comes in that way also. And there are many people who, in the name of Deen, they go and speak to other ghair mahram. Or the woman will ask questions also. And also, they, in this way, they build up a relationship. So he went then, and she used to be inside, he used to be outside, speaking. So he then, Shaitan put it, but this doesn't look right, that you are sitting at the door, you're such a great buzur, you're so pious. If you go inside, there's no harm also. You know that you're not going to do it, so you should go inside and speak to her. Eventually, he led her, Shaitan led them to commit zina also. Then a child was born also. When the child was born, then now it dawned on Barsisa that what have I done? A child is born here, and when the brothers come and they're going to see this, it's the end of, I'm just so big, pious, the most pious person in the area, the most noble person. How could I? So Shaitan said, kill the child. And then it's finished, evidence is gone. So he now, a person who's so pious, he just see where Shaitan led him from nobility and from good intention. Shaitan led him here that he killed the child. So the evidence is gone. And he said now, the wife, that girl, she won't speak about it because she's also guilty. But then Shaitan put, you can't trust woman. You don't know, she might just speak about it. So the only way for you is to kill her also. Then he slaughtered her also. And he buried her also. Then the brothers came back after some time. When they came, he said, she passed away. I buried her. And they accepted also. He consoled them, everything. Big buzur, big Allah wala, very pious, noble person, alim. And she passed away. Then what Shaitan did, one night, the same night, in all three brothers, in their dream he went. And he told them that he is lying. She did not pass away. He had a child from her. He killed the child. He killed her also. And in the dream, Shaitan showed them where the qabr is also. When they woke up in the morning, and it's not one, all three saw the same dream. So this must be something. Let's go and check. So one of the brothers also said, this is Shaitan's dream, leave it, don't worry about it. I'll say, just let's go and check where he showed us where the qabr is. When they found there, when they went there, Abad, they found her and they found the child, the body of the child also. Then they were going to now kill him, crucify him. They informed the king of the time and they were going to crucify him, kill him. When they wanted to do that, Shaitan came to him now in a dream, to him, and told him, that you are now found guilty, I can help you. I can take you out of all these problems. Just disbelieve in Allah, make kufr, and believe in me. So he wanted to save his life. So he accepted, he disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala, and he believed in Shaitan. That is, kamathali shaitan, like shaitan, if qala lil insan ikfur, make kufr. Falamma kafara, and when you make kufr, قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيُّ مِنْكَ. He leaves you in the lurch. Now he died without iman. Now see, where was a man who was so righteous and pious, truly, genuinely. But the traps of shaitan are so severe that how he comes to a person and led him to what and what? Committing zina first, just talking, etc., touching hands and holding one another. Finally, the actual act of zina, a child, then murder, and then kufr, disbelieve in Allah. And this is not only what one barasisa. And shaitan is not dead. Mujaddid al-Fistani, rahmatullah alayhi, once saw shaitan relaxing. So he said, shaitan, you relaxing? How come? You have vowed that you're going to make all the people astray till the day of Qiyamah. And as it comes in the hadith, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us in the hadith, Qilu, make Qailula. Fa'inna shaytan la taqilu. Shaytan doesn't even make Qailula. He's too busy. He doesn't sleep at night. He doesn't sleep in the day. 24/7. He's busy and he's busy. So when Mujaddid al-Fistani, rahmatullahi alayhi, saw him, Shaitan, you relaxing? He said that the ulama are doing my work. So now I don't have to do anything. So we have to take a great, great lesson mainly for ourselves. And who we are taking cue from, who we are taking our guidance and leadership. That also, it must not be that we are following the wrong people. And we must see in this, for example, how shaitan comes, that he brought about TV. And then the ulama also said, we must go on TV. We are offered a channel. And when they were told, don't go, they say, if we don't go, the Qadianis will go. The Shias will go. No, you go. So you can, and there's benefit in it also. You'll get the message of Islam like this. How are you going to get the message? How many people can you reach if you do it on a one-on-one basis? How long it will take and where your message will reach. But you come on TV, everyone will be listening. And easily you can get your message. So he started that with a good intention. In fact, there is one saying of a person that the way Shaitan leads you to Jahannam is with good intentions. With good intentions you make. So this made a good intention that must give the people, we'll teach them deen, Islam will spread, etc. With good intentions. And also very important to understand is in order to save ourselves, Allah Ta'ala has given us the full protection. And that is to have deen in our lives. The commandments of Allah and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who has that, he will be protected. It is also narrated when a person dies with iman, the malaika look at astonishment to that person. How he saved his iman and came safely. When you say shaitan's efforts are so much that it's like not impossible, but like impossible. So much he makes effort. So how much we have to be on our guard. And we are on our guard, but for all the wrong, not the wrong things, for the unimportant, the secondary things. For what we have to be on guard, our iman, our deen, that we are not on our guard. Like for example, it's not so cold now, it's a bit warmer, but how many of us, we got our jackets on, we got warm clothing on, and we're protecting ourselves, we're taking our guard. We are taking. We were driving, we came driving, we stopped at stop streets, we went over the humps carefully, we slowed down, we didn't drive recklessly, we were not worried. We made sure our doors are locked. That's what you call it. We mustn't get a crook, somebody mugging us or something. We made sure we put the handbrakes off. We didn't drive with the handbrakes on. All, how many precautions we took. When we ate, we made sure we ate enough. Or if we were coming a bit from far, we brought patkos with. We even for our stomach, we took the precaution also. And then we made sure we didn't overeat also. And a person who's got sugar, he also takes precaution. I mustn't eat something sweet. A person who's got high blood, I must stay away from salt. Everyone, everything, we are taking precaution. If we're not taking precaution, we're not even thinking that I must protect myself from shaitan. From hijackers, I know I must take my precaution. From kidnappers, I know I must take my precaution. But from shaitan, ask ourselves, and we think that we conscious about our Islam and we want to reach Allah for us, ask us, not other people who are outside. How many of us thought of taking precaution from shaitan? Where the matter of the eyes, an-nazr sahmum min sihami iblis masmum, that one eye, one look of the eye, and how much we are looking all the time, so much we are looking. Each look is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. So take our precaution. مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مَخَافَتِ As Mashallah Manan Hassan explained, a person who will give up that look in the fear of Allah, then what will Allah give? أَبْدَلْتُهُ إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبه. I will give him such إيمان, the sweetness of which he will find in his heart. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this beautifully. He will be wajid. That is, he will actually find it. He won't think that I'm enjoying it. He will taste the enjoyment. It will be in his heart, that enjoyment. But who of us take those precautions? We kept this. Somebody flashed a light. Then we thought there may be police in front. They are trapping for speeding. Immediately we took the precaution. Just to save a few rand, we dropped our speed. We put on our belt, speed belts quickly. We just noticed that there, it looks like there's a the police are checking on cars. Immediately our seat belt's gone. We sit in the car, passenger on the side. We make sure he puts on his seat belt. That otherwise the beeping sound and all that. But who of us will tell one another, read the dua for the protection. And so from shaitan, how much do we take? So Allah has given us our full protection is practicing on the deen. And practicing and the complete deen. And the complete deen is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when a person progresses and he wants the beauty of deen, like anything we make also, we build our house, the basic is there, we are happy, we're staying nicely, but now we want the beauty of the house also. It must be painted like this, for example. Furniture must be like this, carpets must be like that. We must have some garden also, all that, the beauty. So we also must be conscious of the beauty of Islam in us. And the hadith has taught us so beautifully, min husni islamil mar'i, the beauty of the Islam of a person. That when will Islam shine out? And we have shined Islam. And Islam is shining in us. Tarkahu ma la ya'nihi. When he gives up all the la ya'ni, all the extras. And these are the extras which are being referred to, which are permissible. Those which are haram is out of the question. That every Muslim must give it up. A person who is in deen, and he hasn't got haram in his life. Now the la ya'ni, the things you can, which are of no benefit. You got some plastic flowers in the toilet. You got a little like a cabinet in the bathroom with all the perfumes of all the various places. If you're a passionate traveler, wherever you go from the hotels, you pick up all the shampoos and that, and you put them in your bathroom here. All that layani, fuzul, you don't use it at all. How many things which are layani? In your dressing, in your spending of your time, lot of layani, which are permissible. If you want the beauty of Islam to come out in you, start giving up that, then you will come to simplicity in your deen. And that is where beauty lies. Which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when he was dressed in that way, where his socks, leather socks, were hanging over his shoulders, and he had patched clothing, and of course, traveling all like that, what was the condition of the clothing in the desert traveling like that? And then he said at that time, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِلِسْ. This Islam like this, Allah has given us honor in this Islam. And if we نَتْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ, if we look for honor in things besides Islam, whether it is big businesses, even permissible, but we're looking for honor in that, or in our degrees, in university degrees, etc., in our flashy motor cars, in all those things, if we look for honor there, أَزَلَّنَ اللَّهُ, Allah will once more again humiliate and disgrace us. So we have to see how much of deen is coming. So deen is our protection. And in deen, which is an integral part, without which our deen is not deen, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu, the commands of Allah, and as Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, that the Quran is more in need of the hadith then the hadith is in need of the Quran. In other words, if a person doesn't know Quran Sharif and he knows hadith, he can practice on deen. But if he knows Quran and he doesn't know hadith, he won't be able to practice deen. Like the five times namaz, it's not even everyone's work to deduce five times faras namaz from the Quran Sharif. The hadith clearly tells us, easily, directly. How to perform each rakat of namaz, we won't find it in the Quran Sharif. At first is takbir e tahrima, and then is qiyam, thana, duruj, ta'awuz, bismillah, surah fatiha, a surah, ruku, sajda, qiyam, sajda, all that you will not find in the. But if you only study hadith, you will get all that. So hadith is the thing, and hadith is our great, great, great protector. A person who will practice in all these matters, whenever, like for example with Barsisa, when he saw all this, had he looked at what does the what are the commands of Allah Ta'ala, he wouldn't have gone astray. But when we don't look at the command, and this is what happens, and it isn't only, again, not people who are outside, we who are sitting here, our condition, for example, a medical condition, Allah save us all, but say tonight, we or somebody in the family not feeling well, pain, yeah, I'm not right, I'm not, what's happening? What our mind will go? Call a doctor. How many of us will say, let me make dua? If it's an emergency, you call the doctor, but you first attention to Allah. How many of us attention will go to Allah Ta'ala? And when a fire, for example, what will our mind go to? Whatever all the things. Who of us will think, say, Allahu Akbar. And Allahu Akbar repels that fire, puts it out. But our mind won't go there. Our mind forget all that emergencies. When we're in comfort zone in namaz, our mind, who of us, our mind is with Allah. We don't think of Allah Ta'ala even when we're in our comfort zone. We are making zikr. And who of us are thinking? We're making toba istighfar. And we are laughing also. You are sitting in the room, you're reading your tasbih, your wife comes and you ask her something, you're talking with her, and the tasbih is moving also. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And you're laughing also, you're making a joke also in between. That istighfar needs 100 istighfar on it. What kind of a istighfar is that? So, with the greatness of Allah, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, and we in ghaflat, we're thinking of all other things. So, this is our protection. Deen is our protection. So, shaitan will come in different ways. Now, those, for example, ulama who went on the TV, in the they went with good intentions. We take it that they went with good intentions to spread deen, to bring deen alive. And we were also promised that you'll see how many people will enter into the fold of Islam. But I don't have any reports of any people entering into the fold of Islam. But in the meantime, what happened? They had to go and do facials also. And that also from another strange woman. And a strange woman making up all her facials so that you can appear smart on the TV. And then what also naturally happens, when you're going to appear on TV, you must be dressed accordingly also. You'll put on your amama for sure, but the V must be properly on its place also. And the shamla, that also, it will either be on the head to give a certain effect, or it will be on the side to give a certain effect. All that smartness will have to be there. And you are conscious that the people are watching me. And I must now do everything. You're not going to prick your nose while you are on the TV and all are watching you. You are conscious of everything you are doing. And then there are women also who are watching me. So even more, I have to now. It comes, it's a natural thing. And then after with all this, then you are watching your own TV also, your own video, and you are admiring yourself also, that how you are giving the bayan, and what you must improve for the next time. That I must say. So where it takes a person from, like Barsisa, with all his good intentions, where it led him finally. And anything, a person who thinks he will not reach there, he is fully fooled by shaitan. As we had explained, now, just a few, not long ago, perhaps few months ago, two ulama of the UK and molesting girls. One is serving a 15-year imprisonment. Now, to teach the girls, I must teach them. I can't leave them for somebody else to teach. In fact, somebody complained and said that in one girl's madrasa, the parda is not observed properly. So I spoke to the principal and he said, they're talking all rubbish. I personally go and see that when the girls are leaving, I supervise. So just imagine where. That I go and supervise myself to see that nobody else is there. But you, like a person sees a girl at the bus stop and when he's driving and he knows this girl, nice good girl of our neighborhood, and she's here, there are so many wolves. If somebody else gives her a lift or something, or on the bus somebody will get involved with her, rather I pick her. And you don't realize you're the biggest wolf. And before any other wolves can do anything, Shaitan has put all that, but he has kept the book closed, and you haven't seen yourself what you are going to do. And how many people who are caught out in this, Allah protect us all, they can't believe I did this. And how many in other matters also, friends told us, speak to this friend that he's doing this, he's doing that. He says, me? We don't do such things. But it's open, they are doing the things. What funny things the person is doing. So Shaitan, he has avowed that he's going, and how he, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. It has been beautified for people. And they are thinking we are doing very good. So the only way is the deen of Allah, and the full deen of Allah. Not just the superficial or outward deen. And the more we want to be saved, bring deen more. And our greatest protection is sunnah, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever we want to do, don't think of what the people will say. Don't think of what I think they are benefits. See, and the laws of Sharia are so perfect. You will follow those laws, you won't go astray, you will be protected. But when we follow our own opinion and our own thinking, say for example, you're a pilot who's piloting a plane. He's going from O.R. Tambo anywhere and he's going to be landing at an airport which is just close by the sea, on the seashore, very close. There are many places where the airports are like that. And he puts his plane on course only 1 degree, not 1 degree, comma, not 1 degree off the course. So the right line is there and it's so close, this other line is right next to it. It's quite safe, I'm going to the right place. But as you are going, it's separating itself. For quite a while it was together. We are together, we are on the same plane, we are on the same page when we will reach our destination. But as you are going, the wide is becoming wider. And you are going further and further. When he lands there, he'll land the plane in the sea. Or if it's right here, in a neighborhood, in a build-up area, he will go and land it on a factory, on some or residential houses. Just that point, not. So how, and what we, our nature, and people also will tell us, if you are quite a bit strict, people will, but it's so small thing. What you got a problem with this? You're too petty. You small things you worry about. But the small things take you right in the complete wrong. You are going to Jannah and you see you land somewhere else. Completely the opposite place you will land. The small things. And where a person is majboor, you fall in guna. But if he's coupled with tawbah istighfar, inshallah you'll. But where you justify yourself. Now we have to do this now. Times are like this now. Times have changed. People say also that we can't follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his time. That was different. One beautiful answer ulama have given to this practical, beautiful reply. They should eat meat. They should eat vegetables, rye, whatever they used to eat. Now we must start eating stones. We must start eating sand. We must start eating that. They used to wear clothes. So we mustn't wear clothes, which we are doing now. We just, today the norm, we don't wear clothes. So everything we must, that time they, so they, how they practice on Deen, today we can't practice. We can't travel on the camel. We can't do things. So new Deen, so now you must change everything. Then what will be our condition? They should walk on their legs, so we must walk on our heads now. Everything we must do our way. Change everything. So a person, if he wants to be safe, his own thinking cannot help. He hands and regularly to ask protection from nafs and shaitan. Not once a day, not occasionally, regularly. Allah protect me from nafs and shaitan. Even we just made a namaz, Allah gave us tawfiq. We had some concentration in the namaz. After the namaz, Ya Allah, protect me from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, just so much shaitan will put, you made a good namaz today. That ujab that will come in you, that I'm somebody, I made a good namaz, that will lead you also completely astray. Till we are not conscious. And like, for example, you gave a talk or anything, your namaz you made well, any you went in jamaat, you made big sacrifice, people are talking, make dua, Allah save us from min sharril waswasil khannas alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurina min al-jinnati wan nas, from the talks and whisperings of shaitan, whether it's on the tongues of other people, whether it's from your own nafs also. Mashallah, you made a big sacrifice, you have achieved something great. Tell we not on our guard all the time. Yeah, we find on the road that be careful, there is a hijacking area, that speed traps in front. This is danger. That danger we are warned. So we try whatever little. But of nafs and shaitan, who of us are even worried? And all the signboards are there. They are in the hadith and in the Quran. Quran is full that be careful, fear Allah, watch out for shaitan. Quran and hadith has warned us so much, but we don't even see those signboards. The other signboards we see, but this we don't see. We buy some gadget and there is a warning list that don't do this, don't do that. It can be dangerous. It can cause death also. If you use the thing, we observe all that. But in our deen, we don't observe. So let us take a lesson from this Barsisa. And there are many other things also that in our life where he leads us astray. We must be very, very careful. Allah give us to protect us, and the only protection is from Allah. And also ask ourselves, how much do we ask Allah to protect us? It's cold weather, it's hot weather, it's this, there. We are going on a journey. Check up now on the phone. What's the weather like there? And pack our bag according to that. Everything, our diet according to that. Everything we do, our food, our pet cost, everything we are particular. Don't put this, put that. This is giving me heartburn, so I don't want to eat that. Don't put that. Leave it out. Everything we put. But for our Iman in Islam, how many of us are worried? May Allah Ta'ala put that worry and save us from nafs and shaitan. And a person who's worried will get saved. And a genuine worry. Not just now that I'm talking and we're hearing and that. No, genuinely. And it's there with us. Hopefully Allah, he will, person who is not worried, doesn't think about it. And how shaitan has led people complete. And also, inshallah, we'll carry on. There are so many other plans of shaitan that he works. Allah give us tawfiq, save us, and Allah guide us to righteousness.